Books on Tape presents American Lion, Andrew Jackson in the White House, by John Meacham. Read by Richard McGonigal. Prologue. With the Feelings of a Father. The White House, Washington, Winter, 1832-33. It looked like war. In his rooms on the second floor of the White House, in the flickering light of candles and oil lamps, President Andrew Jackson was furious and full of fight. He had just been re-elected to a second term as America's 7th president, and South Carolina was defying him. He hated it, for he believed to his core that the state was about to destroy the nation. For Jackson, the crisis was not only political. It was personal. 450 miles down the Atlantic seaboard from Washington, in Charleston, radicals were raising an army to defend South Carolina's right to nullify federal laws it chose not to accept. The first step, Jackson believed, toward secession and the destruction of the Union. "I expect soon to hear that a civil war of extermination has commenced," Jackson said, musing about arresting the Southern leaders and then hanging them. Gaunt but striking, with a formidable head of white hair, a nearly constant cough, a bullet lodged in his chest, Jackson, 65 years old that winter, stood 6'1" and weighed 140 pounds. Over a midday glass of whiskey in the White House with an old friend, Jackson pounded a table as he pondered the crisis. "By the God of heaven, I will uphold the laws." Week after week.